Hey, welcome to Backpack Pod. We're Jack and Jess, and through this podcast, we're going to take you around Southeast Asia with us. It's going to be like you're here, and it might get stressful, because this is unedited, warts and all, good times and bad. Hopefully you'll get some tips, or at least a lol at our expense. But tune in, and happy listening. Lots of love, Jess. Hello.
Hello.
This is the third Backpack Pod, and I'm so sorry it's taken us so long. We've been just travelling a lot, and it just slipped away,
we're just quite lazy.
So we're going to do two back-to-back now, and it's going to finish our time off in Thailand, because at the minute we're actually in Vietnam.
Yeah,
so, we've jumped ahead, like, a few weeks, and we're going back, kind of, like, 2 weeks now, and to talk about Chiang Mai, which is where we stayed in northern Thailand. I really liked it, did you? Yeah.
I liked it, yeah. It was a bit sleepier than Bangkok.
Yeah, like
a
that's
bit
how
more
it's
relaxed.
That's how it's described a lot of the time. I think because in Bangkok we were thrown in the deep end and we were a bit overwhelmed by it, as you probably tell from our podcast about it. We really enjoyed just a place that was a bit more chill.
Yeah.
But it's still a city, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still busy.
It's quite a small city.
And it's really touristy.
Yeah.
I think one of my main regrets is actually because we spent 4 whole days there, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think we could have like maybe split that up and gone to somewhere else in northern Thailand,
yeah,
but
like,
we didn't really plan it very well. Like Pai,
Chiang Rai,
yeah.
Temples and stuff.
But it was fine. We enjoyed it, and there's a few funny stories from it actually.
There's a bit of content here.
Yeah, it's a bit of content. You will honestly just be thinking they are making this stuff up just for the podcast. We aren't. So our peaks of Chiang Mai. There's a lot to do there, I thought. Like, a lot of things, like activities and places you can do. And every hostel seemed to offer tours.
Yeah, there were loads of adverts, especially at elephant sanctuaries and stuff. There's a lot of them around there.
Yeah,
you have to make sure you pick the right one, though.
Yeah. So we did research beforehand, and Jack's mum really nicely treated us to an elephant sanctuary. So we made sure we had to book it beforehand, and we made sure that it was an ethical one. And since we went to Elephant Nature Park, and since we actually went, we've had a lot of people saying that's one of the best ones that you should visit.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of them that rehome elephants that have been like abused in like the tourist trade, particularly, or like logging.
Yeah, they mentioned that a couple of times. They like break their legs and stuff.
Yeah, because they're like carrying logs about and stuff. It's not very nice. So there are a few ones that you can visit. Elephant Nature Park that we visited was really nice. And there was no riding, no bathing.
Yeah.
Which is what they say you should look for. A lot of places do offer bathing, I think, and it's not.
Yeah, a lot of bathing.
Yeah.
Most of them like actually advertise no riding.
Yeah,
no
riding.
Because everyone doesn't want to do it.
But yeah, so I think it would be hard to end up in one that was riding, like.
Yeah, you'd have to actually want to do it, which is bad.
Yeah,
obviously.
I can't believe people still actually pay to ride elephants.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of information about it, so I don't think there's any excuses.
No, I don't, yeah.
But yeah, this one had no bathing as well, which we thought was good, because they're basically trying to make this sanctuary as close to wild they can possibly make. Because some of the elephants are blind, some of them have broken hips.
Yeah.
From the logging trade, so they can't go back out into the wild now. So these are being looked after solely in the sanctuary. So it's completely like they're trying to mimic the wild for them. So that's good that they don't have... They have the bare minimum human contact, which is good. You can feed them, so we fed them.
And then you just kind of walk
around. They're really strong.
Like, you just go up to them and just...
Yeah.
Take a few pictures and stuff.
You can, like, take pictures with some of them. Some of them, like,
are
blind, so they might freak them out. There's babies there that have been born there, and I think there's a rehabilitation programme, so... But they're, like, family-oriented, so they've stopped, I think. They're not having babies there anymore, because they've... Because basically, they'd want to release them into the wild, wouldn't they? But because they're so family-oriented, it wouldn't work.
Because their
mums can't go into the wild with them, because they'll have problems and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, it was really nice. It was a really, really nice day. And there's dogs and cats there, and our guide was really lovely.
What was her name again? Nim, was it?
Yeah.
No, it was Pim.
Pim. Oh, my God, that was a Martin. I'm making a peep show.
Nim.
She's lovely though, isn't she? She's
so
funny. Yeah, no, it was really good. It was a really nice day, and we'd recommend that elephant park if you were going to Chiang Mai. Oh, we did a cooking course as well.
Oh, yeah, that was good,
there.
Yeah.
That was fun. There's a lot offered there in Chiang Mai, isn't there?
Yeah, there's cooking a lot courses. Of different, like, days out you can do.
That was another... Our tour guides so far have been amazing.
And I keep seeing other people's tour guides and thinking, they don't look as good,
good as ours.
Yeah, we're on them.
But they've all just been so lovely. Yeah. Their English is amazing. It's so embarrassing, I think, that we know no other language and we're just talking English. I think it's really embarrassing because these people have learnt English to such a good standard. And then they sometimes apologise and you're like, please don't apologise.
Yeah.
Like, you can probably speak English a lot better than many people I know, and me, like, included. What else did we do? Yeah, the cooking course was good.
I think your the tour guide kept tasting yours, thinking that she'd done it wrong because yours was really salty.
Yeah, but
that's just because you cheated.
I put salt in it because I'm not a very sweet gal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm struggling with, actually.
Yeah, like,
everything's so
food,
sweet.
Yeah.
It was in Thailand. It was really sweet. And we were really good for, like, the first... Like, we were there just over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think we were really good for at least 15 days.
It came off the rails a bit towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end we were like, I want a pizza.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm not great with the sweetness. Of, like, savoury... When I want, a curry, I don't want it to be sweet.
I don't want it to be coconutty.
But yeah. No, it's fine. It was fine for a while, but then... I'm getting back there now. We're in Vietnam. Hostel lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was so sweet. We never learnt her name. Oh. She never told us it. Like, she'd know everyone by name, and you'd come in and she'd be like, hey, Jessie! Hey, Jessie! She knew your name by the end, but I booked isn't my name, so she was like... She'd always be like, hey, Jessie, what are you up to today? She's so cute. She's really, really sweet. The first thing that happened, which was on, like, our second night.
Yeah.
We were in our room and we heard, like, a load of tourists, like, English tourists, I think, like, walking down the street, like, chanting
something, yeah. And we were like, well, let's go.
Look at that. And we hadn't realised that, like, because our door was, like, one of the ones that that you push in from the inside, don't you? Like, push the knob and it locks.
Yeah.
So we thought, like, if you didn't have a key, when you shut your door it wouldn't lock, you'd have to lock it.
Yeah.
So basically we didn't think it locked when you went outside. I'm pretty sure on the first night it did.
Yeah, I was confused. I really, really was convinced it wouldn't lock, and then
so I was like, oh, let's go have a look at these, like, causing a ruckus. So we went on the balcony, which is right outside of our door. And this was about 8 o'clock in the evening, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just after they'd left.
Yeah, yeah. So basically the hostel locks up. There's not a 24-hour reception, so it's just the guests. They lock up, sorry, but they're not there.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a sister hostel around the corner, which if you're in trouble, you can talk to them. But anyway, we went on the balcony to look, and I thought it closed on its own, the door, but Jack later told me that he closed it on purpose. Anyway, so we were, like, looking, and then I went to go back in the room, and I was, like, looked at Jack, and I was like, it's locked. So there's no reception, and...
We can't get out.
We're kind of locked in.
Locked in, because we didn't have our keys.
Because we didn't have a key, so we couldn't even leave the hostel because it's all locked up, so you need a key to open the door downstairs. So
we were stuck outside of our room but inside the hostel.
Yeah, so it was like we were secure but we went in a room. So that was from 8, and then we had to wait until 6 in the morning for the hostel lady to come out. But and it was just like a whole night, wasn't it? I was worried, like, we kept getting bit by mosquitoes because we were like kind of outside because it was a balcony.
We're gonna get malaria, and then we had to go inside. There was a room that was unlocked that no
one
had checked
into. Yeah, so there was like this is like morally probably wrong. But there was a room, like a twin bed, and it was empty the night before, and it was empty this night, and it was all made up. And it was unlocked, and the door was open.
Yeah.
So we were getting bitten alive outside. And this, obviously, if you went in the room, there's mosquito guards and stuff on the window. So I was like, well, why don't we just go in? Because there was, like, laundry and stuff outside in the balcony. Take a blanket from outside and just lie on the floor in the room that wasn't occupied. So morally, probably not great. And then I was like, I just had these visions of someone, like... coming in like a late check-in,
and we're just lying
on the floor asleep, and it was just like a whole should we not, and then the other guests were sat on the balcony smoking.
And they definitely saw us because I came out the toilet and she was looking in the window, and
we were like, oh my god, imagine if this is meant to be their room. And then it was just a whole night of like, should we be here? And then we went out again, and oh, it was bad. And then in the morning at like 6 a.m. we saw the hostel owner. She like drove her bike outside, and we were on the balcony, so we were just sat like looking out waiting for her to come back basically. And she got off her bike from downstairs and looked up, and she was like, Jessie? She's like, why are you not in your room? She's like, have you not got aircon? We're like, we locked ourselves out. She just laughed and then let us back in. And then I think we slept all day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And then, so it's good that we had them days, actually, because, like, imagine if the next day we had to do our elephant, we didn't have the time that we had
to. Yeah, that would have been bad.
But then I didn't sleep the night before the elephant park because...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this was the second night we were in the room. We didn't lock ourselves out. Just, like, about 4 a.m. in the morning? 4 a.m.?
Something like that, yeah.
I heard just these bangs against, like, the shutters. And I just thought, oh, maybe it's, like, drunk people outside. Like, it will go. It didn't. It kept going. Jack snores his way through it. Doesn't hear a thing.
I was snoring. I was just sleeping.
I'm just saying, you were asleep the whole way through it. And it was really shook me up. And then I was, like... awake then, nothing happened for a while. Then I just heard this man like scream something. I don't know what it was. It was in English, but I don't know what he said. I was just so scared, and it sounded like it, because the hostel wasn't very big. It was like a few rooms and the stairs downstairs, wasn't it? Literally, you could. So I knew it was in the hostel because it sounded like it was in the hostel, and I just thought, oh my God, what is happening? Like, there's no reception, there's no guard. Like, anyone could maybe get in if they follow someone in, and I don't know, it just really shook me up. I did the worst thing and text my mum from home, who can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I got Jack up out of bed and locked him in our bathroom because I was so scared. And there was a fighting, you could hear shouting and fighting.
Yeah, you could, yeah. I mean, I heard I was asleep for most of it, yeah, and I heard a little bit. I thought you and I used to overreact. It's probably just people outside. Yeah. And then the next day,
we came back from whatever we were doing. Oh, the elephant, wasn't it?
The elephant.
I came back. So I didn't sleep a wink, by the way. And we came back, and the hostel lady who, like, calls me Jessie, she came up to me and she was like, oh, Jessie. She was like, did you hear boxing last night? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, something did wake us up, like, completely underplaying the fact that we were hiding in the bathroom toilet for a good 10 minutes because I was scared someone was going to knock down our door. She was like, and she just explained that it was over a passport and that there's a Thai lady that actually was living in the hostel who came out and said she was going to call the police, and then they left. But it was a whole, like, it was over an American, I didn't really understand what she was saying.
Yeah,
it was like, maybe someone was, like, trying to rob, I don't know. It sounded like it was between... whoever it was in that dorm. But it was fighting, and I wasn't wrong. Yeah. Like, Jack was saying that I was overreacting, and I probably just heard and it was on the street. It wasn't. It was in our hostel, fighting.
You still were overreacting because we were cowering in the toilet for about a good
was I not shaking?
Yeah.
I was genuinely very scared.
Yeah, well.
So the hostel was lovely, though. Like,
yeah, it was really nice, yeah.
Diva guest house. Good decor. Called. But, them two nights were just, like, hellish. Didn't sleep.
No. So
our tips would be, make sure you're booking a good elephant tour, because some of them still do ride in. Maybe look around and not just go Chiang Mai. I think people know this anyway, but look at Pai and Chiang Mai because they look really nice. If you're doing northern Thailand, do a few days. Do a cooking course because that was good. Oh, and have khao soi, the khao noodle
soy,
soup.
S-O-I. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah,
it's like
cheap as well.
Yeah, it's really.
We got it for
£2
or something.
£2 for like two meals,
and drinks.
Two drinks and two waters as well.
Yeah,
that was really good. There's loads of places that do it. Yeah. Oh, actually, just the food there was great because we had that fish and that chicken.
Yeah.
Look at like recommended things, but there was some great food there. I think it's been the best food so far because it's been a real mix.
Yeah,
they were all like local food, like made by locals, but.
It was just good.
It was like, go to them, like, they look a bit like roadside cafes, I'd say.
Like canteens. But
they're the best places. Yeah. And if it's busy, obviously, even better.
Yeah.
Because that's where the locals will go.
Yeah, if you see the locals in there, then, it's going to be good. So I think.
But yeah, definitely recommend Chiang Mai. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
So next week, we talk about Phuket, where we volunteered with Soy Dog Foundation for a week. And we'll tell you all about our fluffy friends and how great it was to spend a week with them. And we also then went to Riley, which was like a beach resort type place. And that was really nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk about that. And we'll round off Thailand in general next week.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.